Early voting in local elections is upon us, having begun on Monday, the 23rd of April. Early voting in these local elections runs through Tuesday, May 1st, with Election Day being Saturday, May 5th. My advice is to endeavor to vote for those people and those issues which best protect or expand our liberty. Wichita Falls has a number of propositions for issuing bond debt on the ballot. If you think you need these things, then vote for them. But remember two things. First, any bond you pass is a vote to directly raise your property taxes to pay for the debt service. Second, the arguments made about new municipal facilities somehow stimulating economic growth are preposterous. You may need new facilities, but to vote for such because building new off-the-tax rolls government buildings will magically turn downtown into a thriving business center is the motive of a moron. In Lubbock, voters in District 1 need to replace City Councilman Juan Chattis with Pat Kelly, who cannot help but be better than the incumbent. As to the Auditorium Coliseum vote, remember, they're asking you to give away working assets worth over $100 million when the stated cost to keep them in good order is 15% or less of their value. I'll be voting to keep the facilities. In Abilene, voters who want to work to keep city government open and keep a council with members who ask questions of city management, they need to re-elect Bruce Kreitler. Kreitler has done with full effort everything he promised voters he would do when first elected. He deserves to be returned to office. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.